Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kesubos Daf Hey. We're learning today the Leilui Nishmas, my mother, Imi Morosi, Chana Bas Rav Meir Avram. May your holy neshama have an aliyah from our learning. As I've mentioned many, many times, everything that I have accomplished is only due to my mother and my father, Aleihem HaShalom, for all the wonderful characteristics that they had. I won't make a hesped right now, but I just want to dedicate this year and all the shirim to their holy memory. So we begin right in the middle of Daf Hey Omid Aleph. We're about halfway down already. We're 21 lines down. It's right next to the middle of the Tosos, El Mayata. And the Gemara starts off asking a question. We asked the base Medrash the following Shaila. Besula, a woman who has not previously been married, she's a virgin, and she said the Mishnah has to get married. Besula Nisis Bervi. The rabbis made a decree, because he said that in the situation that the husband finds a Rachman al-Islam not to be a Besula, and he wants to bring it to court. We want him to have the access to the court right away. And from the Takan of Ezra, the courts were in session on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore we had learned in the previous few days that the Mishnah taught us that the rabbis were masakin that women should get married on Wednesday, so that the husband could come to the court on Thursday when he's fresh in his anger if his wife wasn't a Besula. So they asked in the Beis Medrash, this Besula, who's Nisais B'Revi, is it mean that she gets married on Wednesday afternoon, Viniv Elas Bervi, and she could have relations already Wednesday afternoon before it's already Thursday in Halacha? Velo Chayshin, and we're not concerned that in that additional couple of hours, a period of time, we don't have to concern ourselves, Likrure Daita, that he would become appeased, that he would become no longer upset with his wife, and okay, I'll live with it, the fact that she wasn't a Besula. And as Rashi points out in Dibur Masav Lechashinim, Yom Lo Yimotzi Lo Besulim, we're not concerned, Lo Chashinim, she is Skara Kasa, his anger would be appeased, his anger would calm down, Bahai Purta, with this little bit of extra time. Again, the concern we had mentioned previously was that if she really was Mezana during the year, the period of time between the Kiddushin and the Nisuin, they would wait up to a year in time, so then she would be also to her husband. So therefore, we do or do not concern ourselves with this extra little bit of time. That's the question. So the first opinion says we're not concerned if she has relations already on Wednesday afternoon. They get married at noon on Wednesday, and they have relations in the afternoon. Normally, we don't have relations in the daytime, but in the darkened room, and under the appropriate circumstances, one would be allowed to have relations in the afternoon. And therefore, we don't concern ourselves that that would be too long a period of time for the husband to cool down, calm down, and not come the next day to Beis Din. Or do we say, Al Duma? No. Besula Nisus Bervi, we allow the woman to get married on Wednesday afternoon. However, the Be'ila, the Be'ila Smitzvah, the consummation of the marriage, that has to occur on Wednesday night when it's already in Halacha Thursday. The Nevelas B'Chamishi, what we call Leil Chamishi, on the night of Chamishi, which means Wednesday night, which is already in Halacha called Thursday, because we are concerned, the Chayshinon, that in that couple of hours extra time, if she were to have relations Wednesday afternoon rather than Wednesday night, we are concerned that the husband would calm down, the Chayshinon, Likrurei Daita, and he won't go to the base the next day. That's the question they ask the Beis Medrash. So bring the answer for the following drasha that Bar Kapor brings down. This will actually be a series of three drashas that Bar Kapor is going to make, and as Rashi points out, the reason why these three drashas are connected is because they're all from Bar Kapor. So, Toshma, we learn the following brisa, the Tani Bar Kapor, the Bar Kapor taught, it says, Besula Nises Berevi, Besula gets married on Wednesday, Vinid Elis Bachamishi, but she only consummates the marriage when it's already Wednesday night, which in Halacha is Thursday. That's Chamishi, Leil Chamishi. Why? The Brisa states, "Hol the Nemo bro bracha ledogim," because in Maisa Bereishis, on the fifth day, it says there was a special bracha that was given to the fish. As Rashi points out, "Pru urvu umulu es hamayim v'chule." So the very first parak of the Torah in Bereishis, parak Aleph, it tells us that the fish were given a special blessing to be marbet, to pru urvu, that they should be multiplied, and this bracha is what we want to give to the family, that they should multiply, have children, v'ezus Hashem. So therefore, this bracha is why we want them to bedavka have the relations on what's in Halacha Thursday, Wednesday night. But we want that bracha to take effect. And Almana, on the other hand, Nisus b'chamishi. The Almana, we'll see why we make this on Thursday. So the Almana gets married on Thursday afternoon, but she consummates her marriage v'nivelas v'shishi on night of Thursday, meaning in Friday in Halacha, that's when she consummates the marriage. Why is that? We bedavka wanted to have the consummation on Friday, Thursday night in Halacha is Friday. Hoel, why? Because there's a special bracha. Ho v'nemra bo bracha li'adam. Because human beings were given a bracha on that day, as Rashi points out. It says pru urvu milu es haaretz. So there's a special bracha given to human beings. So the almana, we give the special bracha for human beings, which is on Friday. But because of our concern that we want to have the Beis Din available for the man to go to, for the Besula, in case she's not a Besula, so therefore we're willing to give up, Rashi points out, the bracha for human beings, and, quote, only give her the bracha for the animals, the fish, that it's pru or vu meluas hamayim. So that bracha also goes on human beings as well, and therefore we accept the having the woman have relations if she's a Besula on what in Halach is Thursday, Wednesday night after the sun has set, and this way she'll at least get the bracha of the Puruvu Umulu Es Hamayim, even though she won't get the full bracha Puruvu Umulu Es Haaretz, which is Adifa. The Gemara will tell us it's better, but because of our concerns of Ikruri Daito, we insist that she have relations before the Beis Din, meaning on Thursday in Halacha, Wednesday night, so that the Beis Din will be available on Thursday morning if Rachmana Lotzlan needs to go there. So what do we see from this price that Bar Kapara taught us? Taimo, the reasoning is, the reason why the Basula has relations on what in Halacha is Thursday, Wednesday night after the sun has set, and why the Almana has it on what in Halacha is Friday, Thursday night after it's already nightfall. So Taimo, Mishum Bracha. The only reason over here is because of the Bracha. But we don't seem to be concerned, the Braisa doesn't have any mention, Abo Mishum Ikruri Daita Lo Chashinan. If the person theoretically didn't want that bracha, so there would be no problem in having relations already on Wednesday afternoon, even though they wouldn't get the bracha of having the relations on Thursday, the Puruvu bracha, but we're not concerned about the Ikruri Daita aspect. So Bar Kapara seems to suggest that that's not a critical factor. So Gemara says the extra couple of hours is not a critical factor. Gemara says, if that's so, ihachi, so then why do we insist that the almana have relations when it's already in Halacha Friday, Thursday night? After all, there's the bracha for Thursday for the fish, so why do we insist that she have the bracha for Friday that was given to human beings? So almana, in that situation, nami to Boba Chamisha. We shouldn't concern ourselves. Let the almana, according to the Brisa of Bar Kapara, she has to wait till it's already Friday in Halacha, Thursday night. Why not let her have the relations already on Thursday afternoon? Almana, nami to Boba Chamisha. Hold an emerbo bracha, the dog, since we have the bracha of the fish. So Gemara says the answer I alluded to already before. Bracha, the yodim, adifle. No, it's preferable to have the bracha on Friday, meaning Thursday night, rather than the bracha of the fish, which would be on Thursday afternoon. And again, that's not enough of a reason that we would insist that the Basula get married then for this bracha on Friday because of the concern of Chas v'Shalom, the husband finds her without having a Basulin, and he'll be upset and would want to go to the Beis Din right away, because otherwise, Ikruri Daita, he may calm down. If you make him wait till the following Monday when the Beis Din meets, he may be appeased and he'll calm down. Okay. Now the Gemara says, V'i nami mishum shoktu. Now, the other reason that we mentioned that we want to bedavka, make sure that the women have their husbands prepare 3 days for them before the wedding, so that the wedding is a special event, and it isn't just a quick, not very fancy seuda. So, V'i nami mishum shoktu, and if the reason is that the Chazal wanted the marriage to be on a Wednesday, bedavka, and not, for example, on Sunday, so you have this concept of shoktu, that they should prepare several days for the suda, 3 days for the suda of the wedding and for the sheva brachos. So, the Tanya, we learned in a braisa, why do we bedavka insist then on the amana? Why should she get married on Thursday afternoon, and then should only have the relations on shishi, on Friday, which is in halacha, late Thursday night? Because she im ata omer tibor b'chamishi. Because if we would say she gets married on Thursday at lunchtime, let's say, and then would have relations Thursday in the afternoon, so then you know what would happen? Since the husband is a marriage with an almana, not to suggest that that's not a major and important chashuv event. However, it's not the same thing as the first marriage with the basula. And therefore, in this situation, you might have the situation that the husband will have relations with his almana, new wife, on Thursday afternoon, and he'll wake up Friday morning and go to work. Okay, there won't be that special connection right then and there with the bia that he had with his wife, because that was already on Thursday afternoon and not on late Thursday night. So when he wakes up in the morning, on Friday morning, he's going to go go to work. And therefore, the rabbis were not going to be happy about that. And therefore, they said, "Shaktu chachamim al takonis menos Yisrael." The rabbis were very concerned about the happiness of the Jewish women. And therefore, they said, "She's sameach imo shlosha yomim." He should go and be happy with his wife for a 3-day period of time. So if he has relations with her on Thursday night, so then he'll stay home Friday morning. And therefore, he'll be misameach with his wife for 3 days. Chamishi b'Shabbos on Thursday, the day of the wedding. The Erev Shabbos, which will be Thursday night, which is Friday halacha, he'll have relations with her. And Rashi explains, because of the chib of having relations with her, he's not going to be so quick to leave to go to work on Friday. And then on Shabbos, which was, of course, Shabbos Kodesh, of course he's not going to work then. And therefore, this is the shoktu, the 3 days for the almana as well. So that's why this Brisa says the woman should not have relations if she's an Amona on Thursday afternoon, but she should wait till Thursday night for this concept of Shoktu. Is there a nafkamina between these two reasons? You have this Shoktu reason, and then we have the reason of the bracha on Friday, Bedavka, the human bracha, rather than the bracha puravu to the fish on Thursday. So is there a nafkamina between these two reasons? So the woman says, yes, ma'ika ben bracha l'shoktu, the idea of the bracha on Friday for the human beings rather than the bracha for the fish on Thursday versus this shoktu concept. So the two possible nafkaminas, ika ben nine, number one, Adam Batel, a guy that's a rich guy, he doesn't go to work, he's retired. So therefore, in this situation, he's staying home Friday anyway. So therefore, such a person could have relations Thursday afternoon because he's going to stay home Friday anyway. So the shoktu aspect of being with his wife and being samecha for 3 days would apply. As opposed to the bracha aspect, no, now he's still not getting the full bracha. He's getting the bracha of the fish on Thursday afternoon rather than the bracha of the human beings on Friday. So that would be one nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be inami. Another nafkamina would be Yom Tov Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos. So they're getting married on a Thursday afternoon, which is Erev Yontif. Friday is Yontif. So therefore, he's staying home from work no matter what. He can't work on Yontif. So therefore, in that situation, you can have the relations on Thursday afternoon, and then you're going to stay home anyway because Friday is a Yontif. So then you could have the relations Thursday afternoon and not wait till Thursday night because you're going to be shoktu for 3 days anyway. Thursday, the day of the wedding, Friday Yontif, and Shabbos. But if you're saying it's because of the bracha, so then that would still apply that you shouldn't have the relations till Thursday night, even though you're not going to work the next day, but you want the bracha of a davka Friday, so have the relations after it's already Friday in halacha on Thursday night rather than Thursday afternoon. So these are two nafkaminas between these two reasons. Now, since, as Rashi points out, we just had a statement of Bar Kapara, so now we'll have another statement of Bar Kapara. So Rashi says, "Di Ramasku Gedolim." So he says, "Umishum Bar Kapara Nokat Lo the Iril El Biagodu." So we have another statement for Bar Kapara, and I got to a statement of Bar Kapara. Darsh Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara tells us, "Gedolim Ma'aseh Tzadikim." The deeds, the actions of the tzaddikim are greater. Yosef mi ma'aseh Shemayim Baruch, and even the handiwork, so to say, the work of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocho. Why? Because deal b'ma'aseh Shemayim Baruch, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shemayim and the Aretz, Ksiv, the pasuk tells us, this is from Yeshaya, where it says, Af Yodi, my hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yos to Eretz, made the Eretz, my hand is singular, v'mini, and my right hand, Tivcho Shemayim, measured out Shemayim. So therefore, you see that we use by HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating, it's only one hand, Kaviyocho. Again, one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim of the Rambam is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a guf. So all of these anthropomorphisms are to help us understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not Chas V'Shalom, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has a right hand or a left hand or has a hand at all. So the Gemara is darshening this pasuk from Yishai, saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyocho made the Shemayim and Oretz with his one hand, whereas by the Tzadikim, Yilu Ba'aseh Yideh V'Shal Tzadikim, the pasuk in Shmos and Chumash tells us, "Kesiv Mochon." This is from the Oz Yoshim Mochon L'Shiv D'Chol Po'alto Hashem Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodecha. Now, this idea of Mikdash Hashem Konu Yodecha is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash or to the Mishkan in this situation, and that the tzaddikim use both the hands Konu Yodecha. So they put more effort, so to say, into it. They use both of their hands. Now, in the Rashi's elsewhere, he points out on Chumash, Rashi says that Hatam, the trop on Mikdash is Zokev Godol, and that's to show you Lahafrido Mitevas Hashem Shel Achrov. So Mikdash Hashem Koinu Yodecha, you read it, Mikdash Hashem Koinu Yodecha. So therefore, it separates it out, and it teaches us that this is the Mikdash that man put together. So Ha'olam Nivro Biarachas is the pasuk that we just brought down, whereas the Beis Hamikdash, the dwelling place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on this world, is made with the shteyadayim of the tzaddikim. So the Gemara tells us, Heshev Bavli Echad, there was a certain Bavli, Rabbi Chiyah Shvo, this is the great Rabbi Chiyah, who originally came from Babel, and then he moved to Eretz Yisrael. The Shita Mikubetzes points out that the Bablim were known to be experts in the Chaseros v'Yeseros, which is what we're going to darshan right now. And Ruchia came from Babel in his earlier years, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael. So he was the one specifically that pointed this out, this diuk in the Psukim. And this great Ruchia, this Babli, said, V'yabeshes yodov yotzaru. But we have another pasuk in Tehillim where it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the ground, the yabeshes, the dry ground, yodov, which is plural. So how can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only used one hand, kavi yochal? It says yodov, both of his hands. So Gemara says, no, that's a ksivu kri. You could spell it yodov without the yud, and therefore it's singular. So therefore, v'yabeshes yodov yotzaru. But the Gemara says, but wait a second, the word yotzaru is definitely plural, so that implies that the word yodov is plural as well. V'ksiv yotzaru. So how can you tell me that it's singular? So Rav Nachman says no. Amar Rav Nachman v'Yitzchak Yotzru Etzbiosav. The Yotzru, the plural, is referring to the fingers Kaviyachal of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but it's one hand, and therefore that is consistent with this drasha that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made Shemayim V'Aretz with just one hand, because this Yodov Yotzru is his one hand with the many fingers on it made the dry land, and we see this Kiddushiv Ki Ere Shamecha. When I look up at Shemayim, Maisei etz biosecha, I see the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's fingers. Yareach, v'kochovim, the moon, the stars, asher kunanta, that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you put up in Shemayim. So therefore, that's how we would darshan out this pasuk. So it's still acceptable to darshan. This pasuk in Yishaya is referring to the one hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it says elsewhere, v'yabesh is yodov yotzor. The Maral in the Chidushi HaGadol brings down a very interesting idea. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used one hand to make Shamayim and used the other hand to make the Oretz. And therefore, it's two separate hands, and that's why it's still a drush over here with his hand. Each hand made one thing differently. Whereas the Beis HaMikdash was made with both hands of the Tzaddik. Okay. Meisvei, they still question this drush of Bar Kapara with the following. It says, HaShamayim Misaprim Kvod El, U'maseh Yodov Magid Horakia. So it says, in Shamayim, they declare the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Maise Yodov and his handiwork, again, plural Yodov, Magid HaRakia, tells the ground, tells the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it says Yodov, meaning that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built with both hands, Kavi Yochel. So again, Hochri Komar, this is what the Gemara is telling us. The Pasuk really means Maise Yedeim Shel Tzadikim Mimagid. It's talking about this Maise Yodov, Magid HaRakia. The Rakia is telling us about the Maise Yodov of the great Tzadikim. They're both handiwork. They're both hands. And that is, who is saying this? Masi Yedeim Shel Tzadikim. Who is telling us this? Magid. Who is telling us this? Mi Magid. HaRakia is Magid. Umayniyu. And this is through Motor, through the rain. The Tzadikim Davin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the rain. So this is the way the world is fashioned, so to say, through the handiwork of the Tzadikim, both of the hands, so to say, as opposed to Kaviyochal HaKadosh Baruch Hu only does with one hand. Again, this is an esoteric Gemara, and I got it to Gemara that Bar Kapara darshins for us. And now we go on to another drasha of Bar Kapara. Darash Bar Kapara, another drasha. Maida said, what does the pasuk mean? The yoseid, it should be like a stick. Tiye l'cho al azenecha. We'll have a stick over here in addition to other azenecha, which is translated over here as weapons. So in addition to the weapons that you're going to carry, you also carry a stick to go and dig into the ground if you have to go to the bathroom. So that's what the simple understanding of this pasuk is teaching us. Now, Al Tikri Azinecha Bar Kapara Darshan says, don't read this Azinecha, meaning as your weapons, Klei Zayin, Ella Al Oznecha, it means about your ears. In other words, this stick you'll put in your ears, Shem Yishma Adam Dover Sheinu Hagen, if you hear something that is improper, and we turn to Hey Omid Beis, so that what you should do is you put this stick, Yoniach Etzbo Biosdav. This stick is a reference to your finger, which is shaped like a stick. It's tapered, pointy like a stick, and that's what it means. Shehish fuak yosid. Rashi says you put your finger in, which is like a spit, like a stick, which is tapered, and you put that in your ears to plug up your ears, so you shouldn't hear this thing that you shouldn't be hearing, this lashon hara, this inappropriate item. So you put your fingers in your ears. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, made your fingers to stick them in your ears. Behind the door of Rebbe Loza, and this is consistent with Rebbe Loza. So what did Rebbe Loza say? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make our fingers taper like this? So they can easily be put into your ear to plug up your ear so you shouldn't hear bad things. Gemara says, wait a second, my taima? What is Rabbi Loza saying is the reason that you should have your fingers the way they are created and not all one big mass like a webbed hand? So Gemara says, Ilema mishum the machalkan. If you're telling me over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created each of our fingers separate, that they shouldn't be all together like a web, so then no, that can't be it, because each one has a unique purpose. Everyone is special, and therefore each one of your fingers is known by a special name, as the Gemara is not a goes darish to, so that can't be the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu split your fingers, that it shouldn't be a webbed hand. So the Amar Markos, we have the following famous brisa, Zuzeris, your little finger. That's the way most understand this. The Sheet of Kubetzes does bring it down the sheet that it says that the Zeris is referring to the what we would call in English the ring finger, the second finger from the smallest finger, from the pinky. But the simple understanding is the Zeris is the pinky, the smallest finger. And it's called the Zeris because the Kohen Gadol's breastplate was a certain size. It was Zeris Arkov, Zeris Rochbo, and a Zeris is a half of an Amma, and the distance between the pinky and the thumb, if you stretch them apart, is a half of an Amma. Whole discussion amongst the poskim, does this mean an Amma that is 5 Tvachim or an Amma that is 6 Tvachim? So we'll just learn nice and simple that it's talking about a 6 Tefach Amma, so this would be a half of a Tefach. This is between the pinky, the Zeres, and that's why it's called the Zeres, because of the measurement of the breastplate that the Kohen Gadol wore. So Zeres Arka, the Zeres Rochba. So that's the Zeres, the pinky. Zu Kmitza, the next finger, what we call in English the ring finger, is the Kmitza finger, because that's when the Kohen would do Kmitza, so he would put his fingers into the flour of the carbon mincha, and he would only put in the three middle fingers, and the bottom finger is called the kmitza, because he put that one in first, and that sank down in. The pinky and the thumb would be wiping off the excess flour, so they weren't considered part of the kmitza, and the kmitza was only the three middle fingers. So that's why the bottom finger, the ring finger, is called the kmitza finger. The middle finger is zu'ama, because that's how they would measure from the elbow until the tip of the middle finger. That was the typical standard ama. Again, machlokas, is this the 5 tefach ama or the 6 tefach ama? Then you have what we call the pointer finger, zu etzba, and that's because the Kohanim, when they would do the Korban Chatas, they had to place blood on each of the four corners on the keren of the Mizbeach, so they would use their pointer finger to go and apply the blood to the corners of the Mizbeach. And finally, the thumb, is there Godol, so Gudol, this is a reference to the thumb, which there's certain Korbanos, such as, for example, a Metzorah, or with the Kohanim, so they originally had blood placed or oil placed upon their thumb, on the gudel. Tosus points out that that's what Rashi says, the top Tosus is that gudel. So he says, Pirish Rukundras, Linyan, Bowen, Yad, the Mitzorah. But he says that's not his understanding, and he says that this is Biyodo Acheres, Lo Yuchalasos, the Ba'im Navodi Bimin. So when he's saying that it's called the gudel, it's because they would wipe off the excess from the carbon mincha, so it had to be wiped off with your right hand, because that vote had to be done with the right hand. So again, you wiped off the bottom with the pinky and you wiped off the top with the gudel. That's why it's referred to as the gudel. Okay. The bottom line is Elamatan Mishupos Kiyasedos. So if this isn't the reason that we want to be mechalik all the fingers and not have a webbed hand, it's because each one has a separate purpose. So then why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make them taper? Why did they have Mishupos Kiyasedos? So therefore, the Gemara answers now, Rabbi Elazar is understood. He says, Shem Yishma Adam Dover Sheno Hagun Yaniach Etzbioso Biosno. But it's tapered off so it can fit nicely into your ear canal and prevent you from listening to whatever inappropriate thing, Dover Sheno Hagun, that you'd be listening to. It can block it up. And a similar idea is expressed in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel. Talking to Rabbi Shmuel, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, B'nei Ma Ozen Kula Koshav Al Yirakah. Why is the Ozen, the rest of the ear, hard? It's cartilaginous. And the lobe, the earlobe of the person, is very soft. So it teaches us the same idea. Shem Yishma Adam Dover Sheno Hagun. If you hear something that's inappropriate, so then Yachuv Alya Lisocha. You can go and put the lobe of the ear into the ear canal and block it up and not listen. And similarly, Tana Rabbanan will learn the Brisa, Ayashmi Odom Lyoznov, the Varmatel. A person shouldn't listen to even nonsense, never mind something that's bad. Dvarim B'Talim is less severe than Dvar Sheino Hagun. Nevertheless, you shouldn't listen to even Dvarim B'Talim. B'nei Shem Nichvos Techilo Levarim, because it's going to burn up your ear. The ear is the most easily burned part. Rashi brings out in Gemara Avodah Zarah that talks about Bishul Akum. It says if the guy singes the head, and even though that will cook very quickly, that's not considered Bishul. In any event, we see that the ear is the easiest part of the body to burn, and he's teaching us this idea, the Marsha says, because it's very, very easy for your ears to go and hear stuff. This is the sense that is most shriach to do something wrong, and it can lead you astray. And therefore, one has to be very, very, very careful with what one hears.
This is a tremendously opportune time to mention, with the coming of the 3 weeks, how careful we have to be with Lashon Hara. And it's a great opportunity for me to try to commit myself to being better at it, and maybe other people as well. If all of Klal Yisrael were to improve in this area, that would undoubtedly make Mashiach come much faster.
Okay, Yibaylu, the Gemara asks the following shayla, Ma'u livo b'tchila b'shabbos. We had discussed already a number of times whether or not you're allowed to have the Bila Rishona on Shabbos. Rashi points out in Dibur HaMasku, Ma'u livo b'tchila, obviously this discussion based Medrash, lo shmi lehu hach masnisa delel. They didn't know this brisa. Again, the Amorim did not know all the brises, that which we discussed on Gimel Amud Beis, they didn't know that brisa that says that the Bila Rishona shouldn't be done on Friday night. So this question in the Beis Medrash was said without knowing that brisa. So alternatively, Rashi says, Inami Shmielu, they did know that brisa, but they asked, is it halacha l'maisa? Mivayelu, halacha, oh, ain't halacha. Is this the halacha l'maisa or not? In any event, the Gemara says, there are two possibilities over here that we look at the blood that's inside the basulin, inside the hymen. Do we say dam mifkad pokid or chabure michbar? What does that mean? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says mifkad pokid, kimo pikodon, it's like a collateral. It's konus, it's just standing over there, gathered over there, but ome, the eno nivla bedofani arechem, but it's not inside the walls of the rechem itself, it's not in the actual tissue, it's just a collection of blood, and eventually it's going to come out. Yotziyaso aide chabura, when you go and break the hymen, so then that blood will come out. But you're not making a chabura in and of itself in the walls, it's just blood that's already there. Elisha Pesach Nol Bifonov, the door is closed, so to say, for that blood to exit. Uposla, when you break the hymen, the blood can come out, Vyotse. That's Dam Mifkad Pocket. Rashi explains, what does it mean? Oh, Chiburin Michbar, the next Rashi. This is Dam Besulim Ayotse Eideh Chabura. This is blood that's in the walls, so to say, of the hymen and the vagina. And Hubasha Dofen Misparik Bechaveru. And when you separate the tissues, then the blood comes out of the tissue itself. It's not that it was collected there and it's just waiting to come out. It's in the tissues. And therefore, it's making a chabura. So these are the two possibilities. How we blew this? How do we view this hymenal blood? So the Gemara says, "V'im timsei lomar dam mifkad pocket." If you want to say just a collection of blood over there and that you're not actually making a chabura, nevertheless, why is this potentially asur mutar? Do we say l'dam hu ditzarach v'shari? Do we say that you need this blood? Why do you need the blood? To demonstrate that the woman was a basula. And therefore, since it's not making a wound and you need this blood, so shari, as Rashi says, dohamit kad paki, because we say that it's just stored blood over there and you're not making chabura. And therefore, it's permissible to have the first relations on Shabbos. Or do we say al dilma? No. Le pesach hu ditzorech, you needed to make a pesach. And this Rashi says, hario kibinyan, this is building for asur, and this would be an isser to go and do this. So those are the two possible sides of the coin. And even if you want to say, even if you do say you need it for the blood, and therefore it's according to the opinion that it's mifkad paki, there is no chabura that you're making over here, and the fact that now a pesach will be made over there, the hymen is broken, and you'll have a pesach to make relations in the future easier, nevertheless, you still can have the question, do we paskin like halachic Rabbi Shimon, the famous machlokis, it's one of the reasons why Ksubis is known as Shas Katan, is because there's so many sugyas in it. So here's a famous sugya, the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, as to whether a Dov Shein HaMiskavin is Mutter Asa. So the famous opinion throughout Hilchot Shabbos, as well as throughout all Dinim, is Rav Shimon holds that Dov Shein HaMiskavin is Mutter. You have no intention of making this binyan over here, of making this Pesach. It's just coming by itself. U'Pesach Mimeila Kosi, you're interested in the blood. The fact that there's a Pesach there is not your interest. So it's a Dov Shein HaMiskavin. You're not intending to do it for that. And therefore, Rav Shimon would say, therefore it's permissible. And one could have Bila Rishona even on a Friday night. So there would be Mutter. Or do we say, no, oh, halacha, the halacha, in fact, is Rabbi Yehuda. We pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Dav Shein HaMiskavin is Asa. Even though you don't intend to make this Pesach, the bottom line is, Pesach, Memeilu, Ka'asi. And therefore, it is Asa, because Rabbi Yehuda says, Dav Shein HaMiskavin, even though you have no intention to do it, the bottom line is, you did it, it's Asa. And now Rashi points out over here, that in this situation, even Rabbi Shimon, and Tosfos addresses this as well, even Rabbi Shimon would say, isn't this a psik reisha? And even though Rabbi Shimon holds, Adav Shein HaMiskavin is mutter, but not if it's a psik reisha. So therefore, how come Rabbi Shimon would say that this is mutter? So Rashi points out in Dira Maskel, Ok Rabbi Shimon, he says, the im tomar psik reisha v'lo yomos, this is a classical situation of it's going to happen no matter what. If you cut off the head of the chicken is definitely going to die. You can't say, I'm not interested in the chicken dying, I'm just interested in having the head of the chicken for the children to play with, as Gemara and Shabbos tells us. So, harpochina lo lekaman, so this is going to be asked in the Gemara, mishanina, and then we're going to answer it, yeshe b'kiyin bahatiyah.
the Ein Dam Yotze. It's not a psik resha that you break the hymen. The Gemara will tell us that Shmuel and others were capable of having Bia Rishona without breaking the hymen. So therefore, it's not a psik resha. No, maybe even a lot of the times it will break the hymen, but it's very possible that you could do the Bia Rishona and not break the hymen. So therefore, it's not a psik resha. So therefore, if it's not a psik resha, then Rabbi Shimon certainly holds Rabbi Shimon's Kavin is Mutter. Alternatively, even if you do break the hymen, it's lav davka, the blood will come out. So therefore, in this situation, it's not an absolute psik resha. In any event, that's the next possible machlokus over here. Do we pass like Rabbi Shimon or do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? And even if you want to say, v'imtimtilom alochi Rabbi Yehuda, that we in fact pass like Rabbi Yehuda, and normally it would be a dov v'shen muskavi nezasser, this may be a unique situation, because this is makalkel hu etzel pesach. You're not intending to make this Pesach, and it's a kilkel to make this Pesach. You're destroying the normal architecture. The Mefarshim bring down that theoretically it's better for the woman to be a virgin. She is capable of getting a higher amount for her ksuba, so therefore a virgin is more desirable than not being a virgin, so you actually makalkel her by destroying her hymen, and therefore this is a din of makalkel. And Rabbi Yehuda has an interesting caveat to his din of Dovashen Muskabin is also, he says, unless it's makalkel, and makalkel it's a Pesach, and therefore this is considered actually mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or do we say, no, Mesakinu etzel Pesach. The bottom line is, you're creating a Pesach, and this is Binyan. And it's in fact also, even according to the idea that normally Mekalkel is mutter, but this is not called Mekalkel, this is Mesakin. So these are all the different possibilities if you hold the Dam Mifkat Pocket. And likewise, Ika Diamar, if you want to say, Vim Timsi Lomar Dam Chabure Michbar, if you want to say, no, there's actual blood in the tissues over here, and then when you break the hymen, the blood from the tissues comes out. It wasn't collected there beforehand, but it's actual Chabure that you're making over here, an actual wound that you're making. So then, do we say, therefore, Ledam Hutzarech, since he wants to prove that his wife is a Basula, and therefore, this is a chabur that you're intending to do, v'yosu, and therefore it is forbidden on Shabbos. Or do we say, no, maybe, oduma lahanos atzmahu tzorech. Why is he having relations with her? Because it's pleasurable. Because he wants to have relations with his wife. And he doesn't really care that there's besulim or not there. He loves his wife. He's not worried about dam besulim. And therefore, he has no intention of making this chabura to have the blood come out. And therefore, it's shari. It would be permissible. And even if you want to say, even Timsi Lomar Lano Asa Atzmahu Tzarech, he's doing it to his own pleasure and not intending to make the Chabura, so then we have the question, the Dam Meila Ka'asi, but do we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, or do we pass him like Rabbi Shimon? And that it's a Dov Sheino Miskavin, he has no intention of doing this, and it's just the blood coming out, but do we say, Alochi Rabbi Yehuda, that a Dov Sheino Miskavin is Asur? Or do we say, Alochi like Rabbi Shimon, that the Dov Sheino Miskavin is Mutter? So even within this, there is still a discussion. And even if you want to say, Vim Timsi Lomar Alochi Rabbi Yehuda, that we do in fact paskin that his Dov Sheino Miskavin is also like Rabbi Yehuda, but then we have the same question that we asked a moment ago. This is Makalkel B'chabura. This is a destructive act, and therefore, paradoxically, Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's Makalkel, even though it's a Dov Sheino Miskavin, it's Mutter. Or do we say again, O Mesakin B'chaburu? Or no, that it's good for him to have this opening. It'll make Bia each future time that much easier. And therefore, this is something that's a positive action, and therefore it is a Dov Sheino Miskavin that is also according to Rabbi Yehuda. And furthermore, even if you want to hold Vim Tim Siloma Makalko Bechaburahu, even if you want to say that this is Makalko, and Rabbi Yehuda would therefore say that while it's a Dov Sheino Miskavin, it's Mutter, you paradoxically have that this isn't clear according to Rabbi Shimon. So while, yes, Makalko, Alochi Rabbi Yehuda, that we would follow Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, Dov Sheino Miskavin, but it's Makalko is actually Mutter, but we turn to Vovum and Aleph, but Rabbi Shimon disagrees with that. In fact, in this situation, the halacha maybe is like, oh, halacha, Rabbi Shimon. And as the top Rashi says, the makalkel b'chabura chayev. He actually says that you're chayev in this situation. Why? Even the Tim Siloma halacha, Rabbi Yehuda, b'dov shen muskavin l'aser, even if you want to say that the halacha is normally like Rabbi Yehuda and b'dov shen muskavin, but maybe that's only if you hold that it's makalkel and then it's mutter. But if you hold like Rabbi Shimon within this shita, so then it would be aser. So again, whether you hold da mifkat pocket or Chabure Michbar, you could ask this question as to what the halacha is. And the Gemara says, in the Beis Medrash of Rab, Bevei Rav, Amre, they said, no, that goes the word Itmar according to the Mesoras Hashas, so they just said the halacha in the Beis Medrash of Rav, Rav Shari. They held that Rav was the one that was Makel in this situation, and Shmuel was the one that was Osir. So Machlok is Rav Shmuel, and the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said that the Rav was the Makel, and Shmuel was the Machmir. And Benardoi, which Rashi points out, is Makom Shul Shmuel, that was Shmuel Shtar, and Shmuel was the Marda Asr there, so the Talmidim in Benardoi held the exact opposite. Amri, they said, no, Rav is the one that's Machmir, Rav is Osir, and their Rebbe Shmuel is the one that's Makel, he's Shari. And by the way, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok, a great way to remember this, v'simonech, in order to have a mnemonic as to whether in the Beis Medrash of Rav, they said that Rav was the Mekel or Shmuel was the Mekel, and the Beis Medrash of Nardoi was Rav the Mekel or Shmuel the Mekel, is to remember, Elu Makilin Liatzmon, the Elu Makilin Liatzmon. Each of them wants to have the more lenient opinion, and therefore, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, who's going to follow the opinion of Rav, they said their Rebbe, Rav, was the lenient opinion, and the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, where their Rebbe is Shmuel, so they said that their Rebbe, Shmuel, was the one with the lenient opinion. As Rashi points out, each shtad is going to follow their own Rebbe. So in the Dira Masel El Mekil Yatzman, in the Vei Rav, in the Beis Medrash of Rav, Shetzrichim Lasos Kidirei Rabban, as they're going to follow their Rebbe, Rav, so they said, Omim Shirabban, they said that their Rebbe was the Matir one, Heter. And in Ardaya, where they're going to follow Kishmul, Osim Kishmul, they said, Rabban, their Rebbe, Shmuel, Omrim is Heter. He's the one that says it's Mutter. Now, we're in the middle of this discussion, and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow will pick up and ask, really, is Rav of the opinion that you're Matir, according to the Beis Medrash of Rav? We're going to see that Rav holds that Adav Shem was Kavin is us. So how could this be the opinion of Rav to say that it's Mutter? Mitzvah Shem will pick this up tomorrow. Again, we learned today, Le'ili Nishmas, my holy mother, Yimi Marasi, Chana Basam Rav Meir Avram, and the source of all of the learning that's done because of her, may her neshama have an aliyah. Thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day.